Hello, and welcome to the fourth episode of the Inner Peace series, a series of programs aimed at exploring a meditation technique called Sahaja Yoga and guiding you through its practical steps. In the last episode, we went through a simple guided meditation and experienced how to clear our thoughts of yesterday and tomorrow, how to get closer to settling into the present moment. We also talked a little about a subtle system within us. Today, we're going to explain in more detail what we mean by subtle system. As always, you can find the links to previous episodes in the description. So, what is this subtle system? And why should we even consider it if it can't be seen or measured? Well, I'll start with an example. How do we know our psyche exists? We can't see or measure it, but we know it exists because of its manifestation and the effects it has on our character, as if it is a subtle part of our being. Remember the little hypothesis we proposed in the first episode? Well, here is a more comprehensive version of it. Beyond our physical body, which we are all familiar with, we also have a subtle body, a spiritual body, you can say, which contains the essence of our being and which makes us who we are. Our physical body is a mere vessel for the spiritual body. Many people all over the world throughout history, from the founder of analytical psychology, Carl Gustav Jung, to ancient philosopher Lao Tse, have tried to examine and explain the intricacies of this unseeable, unmeasurable part of our being, and have given different names to its different parts and processes: anima, kundalini, persona, tao, yin and yang, ru, collective unconscious, individuation, chakras, nadis, and so on. It's a pretty nice idea, but since it talks about something that by definition is not material, cannot be seen, cannot be subjectively measured, and is beyond our limited material mind, it's very difficult to prove or disprove it by pure maths, at least with our current technology. The only practical way of verification is to experiment. By now, you might be asking yourself, what does all this have to do with meditation? Well, meditation is the key to verification of this hypothesis. If you have followed the last two episodes, you have seen that we've been asking you to examine what you feel on the palm of your hands, your fingertips, and above the top of your head during and after the meditation. We believe that during meditation, while in the state of thoughtless awareness, you can feel the manifestation of your subtle system on your fingertips and on the palms of your hands. This is why we keep our hands open during meditation. And in the coming episodes, we will describe how knowing about our subtle body helps our meditation. For the sake of simplicity and unity, we use the ancient Indian terminology used by Srimataji in her teachings of Sahaja Yoga, in order to explain different parts of our subtle body. In the episodes that follow, we will go through various guided meditations. We'll explain different parts of our subtle body, and we'll give you an opportunity to experiment. So join us next time as we truly embark on this meditative journey of self-discovery, which leads to absolute inner peace and silence.